A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I showcase the much-anticipated revival of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Starlight Express, which is on at Wembley's Troubadour Theatre, booking until June 2025, with audio-described performances on Sunday the 6th of October at 1pm and Wednesday the 9th of October at 7:30pm. The promotional material for the show states, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Starlight Express is now open in the specially designed Starlight Auditorium at Troubadour Wembley Park Theatre. Audiences will be immersed inside a world of speed, song and storytelling as an incredible cast of 40 whiz around and above, performing some of musical theatre's most beloved songs, including AC/DC, Make Up My Heart, Light at the End of the Tunnel, and the iconic Starlight Express, as a child's train set magically comes to life and the engines race to become the fastest in the world. Rusty the steam train has little hope of winning until he's inspired by the legend of the Starlight Express. Starlight Express has music by Andrew Lloyd Webber and lyrics by Richard Stilgo, and was directed by Luke Shepherd and Juliette and the Little Big Things, with set designer Tim Hatley from Back to the Future, costume designer Gabrielle Slade from Six, lighting designer Howard Hudson from And Juliet, sound designer Gareth Owen from MJ the Musical, and video designer Andrezel Goulding from Life of Pi, with new orchestrations by Matthew Brind with Andrew Lloyd Webber, musical supervision by Matthew Brind and David Wilson, musical direction by Laura Bengay, and casting by Pearson Casting. With thrilling new choreography by Ashley Nottingham, Starlight Express also sees the return of Arlene Phillips as creative dramaturg. The Starlight Auditorium at Troubadour Wembley Park Theatre is a state-of-the-art cultural destination, which is only 12 minutes from Baker Street and a short 5-minute walk from the Wembley Park Tube. Promotional material ends. The Troubadour in Wembley is perfect for this new staging, and I can't imagine it working anywhere else, as it's been specially adapted and transformed into the Starlight Auditorium, that it appears as if it's always been there, where the purpose-built stage, runways, platforms and trapdoors built around the audience, who are in front and on both sides. This new production of Starlight Express is nothing short of spectacular and an adrenaline rush experience from start to finish that does take your breath away, with its sheer spectacle and execution of stimulating songs, exhilarating performances, and spine-tingling visuals and set pieces. As you take your seat, the stage is open to you, a circular stage with upper level and tracks on either side, with openings at the back, with a round lighting rig hanging above with multiple LED rings that light up in different colours, with the back screen projection screen that displays starscapes and colourful backdrops. The child called Control, who acts as narrator of the piece, wears a Formula One style jumpsuit throughout. The ensemble is made up of coaches, trucks, engines and components, all in innovative space-like suits, in dazzling colours and styles to give them individuality, with hydro packs on their backs that are extremely detailed and look very heavy to wear. During the races, lights pulsate and those competing use the racetracks all the way round and above to skate at high energy, with the back screen acting as a leader's board. There's also sequences where 3D colourful spinning planets rotate above the stage, moments of pyrotechnics with sparks going off and spellbinding laser displays. Standout performances include Jevon Braish as Rusty, who is totally believable and engaging with memorable vocals, Jade Marvin as Mama, who has real presence in a soul diva persona, and Tom Pegram as Electra, who oozes camp and malevolence. The songs are bright and breezy and full of life and catchy as ever, toe-tapping, connecting on an emotional level. Favourites include AC/DC and Starlight Express. Starlight is such a visual, busy show with many different elements and multiple character interaction that it does cry out for an audio-described performance and touch door to help those visually impaired to obtain a greater sense of understanding and clarity so you can follow the action and enjoy as much as everyone else. A touch door will allow the opportunity to explore the environment, props and costumes, and ask questions along the way, and the audio description will guide you through every aspect of the adventure as it unfolds on stage. The audio described performance takes place on Sunday the 6th of October at 1 p.m. and Wednesday the 9th of October at 7:30 p.m. To book tickets, you can visit starlightexpresslondon.com or email access@kxtickets.com for further information. The Troubadour Theatre is a great accessible step-free venue with a very roomy foyer with box office directly in front of you as you enter, with bars adjacent and merchandise on the left-hand side, and toilets at the far back. The front of house staff are welcoming and approachable and will help and assist with any access needs. If you have any feedback, good or bad, please do tell the front of house team. Please note that due to the nature of the show, for health and safety reasons, if you leave the auditorium, you won't be allowed back in. Starlight Express is a fun show and one hell of a spectacle, with a very thin story that can be confusing at times, but that doesn't really matter. As long as you immerse yourself in the adventure and don't take it too seriously, it comes highly recommended and needs to be experienced to be believed. But if you have any sort of sight loss, I do recommend the audio described performances in October. To find out what else has been audio described in London and across the UK, visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk for full theatre listings, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.